Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. Here we grow again. It is Thanksgiving here in the States. A day to be thankful for all that is. I am thankful for the beings that were here prior to my ancestors who loved me so much that they suffered, that their lands were taken from them. And it allowed us all here the opportunity to grow in the way that we've grown. It was quite the sacrifice and beautiful, beautiful thing to do. To sign up for. And I'm grateful. I am appreciative for the pain and struggle that they went through, and I'm so ecstatic to ultimately see and to understand from the greatest and grandest perspective why they chose it and how they will in the end grow and expand and become more and have the opportunity to benefit from the incredible sacrifice that was made and come out being greater and grander than ever before. What a gift. And I'm thankful for the expanding consciousness that now is happening here. Finally, that many of those Native Americans understood and knew long, long, long ago. As I've heard it referred to, Native Americans referred to the white man as little brother, because of our lack of understanding of the things that are sacred, like the land and spirit and all the things that are now becoming more front and center in many people's lives in a way that's not dogmatic and religious in a way that is creates separation, but one that creates unification. So with that being said, let's explore gratitude. Let's explore appreciation more today. I think it's a perfect day for it. And before I do go further down that rabbit hole, I would like to take a moment to read a review that I am very appreciative to have received on iTunes. You guys know iTunes is the holy grail of all things podcasting and helps us to reach new people when you take the time to review and send some love my way. Complete the circle of love that fuels my fire to continue doing this broadcast. Keeps Alexa going as well on Friday's P-Head Posse episodes. All the guests, all the co-hosts, all the amazing people that continue to make up the show. All of you who write questions, all of you who listen. I'm so eternally blessed and full of appreciation for each and every one of you. This particular review came in by Sonora Santos 805. And Sonora Santos said, I discovered this podcast a few months ago, and it has become my reboot button for more intuitive life. I practice science of mind, not Scientology, or Religious Science Center, Center for Spiritual Living, and I find this podcast to consistently provide insightful synchronicity into whatever I'm dealing with. Time and time again, I will be pondering something and tune in, and an answer, insight, or gem will be revealed. The universe, I love that. I just wrote something saying we're doing a playful thing where, you know how I always say, choose a random episode. Well, we're creating a page for that. And I just wrote, tune in. You know, part of the verbiage I wrote was there will be a gem in it if you choose a random episode. So love the synchronicity of that. It's so cool. Okay, I'll continue reading. The universe is always saying yes, but it's up to us to hear it. Brandon and the content helped me to find the right station to tune in. The last few episodes in particular have been tremendously insightful because I hadn't had the chance to listen to it in over a week. I went on this long road trip with my mom, an event born out of this podcast, inspiring me to plan the trip despite us having a rocky relationship. I wanted to share positive head with her to teach her some things, but we couldn't get the darn Bluetooth to work. I even tried buying one of those FM converters so that we could try and listen, but alas, that failed to work. This alone is an amusing metaphor because we had to find the right station to sync phone to device. So in the space between silence, we were left to actually speak to each other instead. Suffice it to say, we had a marvelous trip. So that being said, I was longing for some P-head vibes when I returned home, and all I can say is that the break served me well. The message came through loud and clear. Allow the universe to work through us, because forcing things to happen out of desperation, ego, and/or fear doesn't work. This is a helpful reminder that I am here, I am okay, I am exactly where I need to be right now, and there's nothing I need to do but breathe and accept life as it flows. There's time for silence, time for talking, time for listening, and most importantly, time for loving. Oh, I love this. This is so good. Thank you so much, Sonora, for taking the time to review. You know, all of you are such eloquent, so many eloquent writers and speakers. We're all reflections of one another, I suppose. And it's so inspiring. What an inspiring piece. What an inspiring review. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Yeah. If you haven't reviewed on iTunes, would love you very much if you did. Would love you very much if you don't. Okay. Let's talk about giving thanks. Giving thanks for abundance, Rumi says, is greater than the abundance itself. Isn't that cool? Rumi also said, beauty surrounds us, but usually we need to be walking in a garden to know it. Isn't that the truth? It's so easy to admire beautiful things, but can you see the beauty in something that isn't surface level beautiful? That is quite the challenge indeed. That's seeing layers to the onion, seeing below the surface. That's where it gets really powerful because a lot of the juiciest stuff is hidden there, right? Rumi also said, be grateful for your life, every detail of it, and your face will come to shine like a sun, and everyone who sees it will be made glad and peaceful. Persist in gratitude, and you will slowly become one with the sun of love, and love will shine through you. It's all healing joy. I love that. So powerful. Just being is enough. Just being, just observing, just relaxing into the flow of your life. It's such an easy and graceful way for all of us that have kicked and screamed and fought and resisted and swam upstream against the flow. We're getting it, though. How many of you can look back on, you know, Thanksgiving a year ago, last November, and look at how much more you've learned to flow with the gravy train? Sorry. As I was saying that, I'm sorry. All I could think about was this silly meme. You know, my life is pretty much swinging between like this deep, profound insights that just get me so excited and like the most ridiculous thoughts and jokes and silliness. And so, yeah, yesterday I posted a meme and it's, this is me thinking about Thanksgiving. And it's a woman, like kind of a big woman in a kayak going down a gravy, mashed potatoes and gravy, like looks like almost like a theme park ride. So that's what popped in my head right after I said that. So yeah, we're all on the gravy train. It's true. It's like you're just flowing down that gravy river. And it is a beautiful thing to know that you know, we are it, right? We don't need to go anywhere. We don't need to do anything. There's nothing. Just relax. You're floating in eternity. So much goodness all around you. Here's a poem I'm going to read that just was beautiful, that touches on appreciation, gratitude. It's a poem of gratitude, and it's written by Kay Boyle. Kay said, "Now the tide is coming in, each long, low, hastening wave in the cove, arching a little, barely spumming, but running into the salt grass, the way a river whispers in. I see the fluid fingers pass along the shallows and the scalpel of the jetty probing, and you are far in ether sleep, the small door of your heart first swinging wide, then closing, opening and closing, hinged not by tissue but by metal. In their quick gloved hands, I think of you, tender as spring fern in the rain, pliant as seaweed in man's current. I see the waves ride swiftly in on the sands, see the weather vane reel on its pole, its fluctuating arrow crying, here, here, here is the breath. And I say, this is good, it must be good, this omen, I have known the meridian of your heart too long to accept any break in it, any crack, any faltering. Now the far star of the lighthouse shines, and the moon floats in the trees, rosy and silken. The waves run softly in, and the nighthawk gives its brief, fierce cry, as you once cried. Where you now lie, the tide of the ether ebbs, and the small door of your heart opens and closes, opens. But now it is the south wind of your blood that blows it wide. In the clear dusk, I put my arm around the memory of all we were, of all we were not, and I am happy, watching the cove hold in its curve the deepening waters of the tide." Just a beautiful poem. I felt like a beautiful poem of gratitude made sense today. And this really speaks to so many things that we talk about. I loved, you know, talking about your heart opening and closing and opening and closing. And you guys have heard me talk about this recently, as so eloquently explained in the book, The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. The only thing that's important is that you learn to keep the valve of your heart open, not just the physical valves of your heart open, the energetic valve, the spiritual valve of your heart. When you smell delicious food today, if that's part of what you do, your valve, energetically, your heart opens. It's memories of your childhood, perhaps. Maybe you have a bad Thanksgiving memory and you smell something and it reminds you of that and your heart closes. Don't allow it to close. Instead, see that that's what shaped you into who you are. If you can keep your heart open always, no matter what's in front of you, no matter what's arising, even if it's difficult, you accept it with love and peace and know that it's happening for you and not to you. Now you become a fountain. It overflows. It overflows. This energy overflows from you over and over and over. You become tuned into source. It's like, okay, I'm plugged in and I'm not unplugging again. I'm not going to close my heart. I'm not going to open and close and open and close. I'm aware consciously. I'm no longer doing this unconsciously. I'm playing this game consciously. And the only thing that matters is that I keep that heart open and that I find the beauty like this poem does in these small moments that you could easily miss if you're not paying close attention. Like a photographer who has an eye for capturing beauty in the most mundane thing. That becomes your new path. That is our path. And as we do that, more pops out that we weren't seeing. It's like one of those pictures from, you know, I can remember back in the 90s, they were really popular. I'm sure some of you have seen them. It looks like nothing but dots and, you know, just like markings or fingerprints or blotches on a painting. But then when you stare at it closely, something pops out. Right? A picture, an image pops out that was hiding at surface. If you just allowed your eyes to go out of focus a little bit, it would pop out. So allow your eyes, your heart to go out of focus from the way it used to focus, where it only looked at things very one-dimensionally. Start looking deeper into it all. And wow, it's all there waiting to just pop out. All that beauty. So what I'd like to do now is share something that I shared a few years ago. You know, we talk a lot about gratitude, and I think gratitude is amazing. But like all things, it has a certain energy to it, and it's perfect exactly as it is. But I found this interesting. It's always stuck with me since hearing this years ago. And I think I might even have shared it on the podcast once before. I mean, probably, you know, 700 episodes ago or something. But it's a talk where Abraham is talking about appreciation versus gratitude, and really fine tuning and tapping into the subtlety of the difference of these words. You know, a lot of times they're used synonymously, but there's slight difference, as Abraham points out here. And, you know, gratitude is amazing. Appreciation is like even another level. And I want to take a listen because I appreciate all of you so much today. I want to dig deeper down the rabbit hole of understanding the power of words and the energy behind them. Take a listen. This is Appreciation versus Gratitude.
Oh, they're all standing on their chairs. If you feel that you have something that you really want to talk about that we have not addressed at all, let us see your hand. If you feel that there's something that you really want to talk about that we have not addressed at all, that you feel that you are in vibrational proximity of, and it will only take a very small amount of time to bring you into alignment with it.
You've mentioned it, but now the question I have is appreciation. You've used the word a lot, and other people have used it, but what is it really? Because I did read the definition, and it was something about to see the nature of or to increase the value of. And I use appreciation a lot to turn downstream. And I just wondered if you would expand on that.
Well, we're glad you looked it up in the very literal sense, because to increase the value of is so inherent in what we're talking about also. Now think about the contrast that you live and the asking that you're offering and the stream that's moving. And then think about reaching for thoughts that feel better and thoughts that feel better until you truly come into a vibration of appreciation. And for sake of comparison, we would say the vibration of true love, that feeling of being in love, that feeling that you have sometimes when you see someone and you just feel like you're moving through one another, the feeling that you have when you are looking at the innocence of a child and feeling the beauty and power of that child. In other words, love and appreciation are identical vibrations. It's the vibration of alignment with who you are. It's the absence of resistance. It's the absence of doubt and fear. It's the absence of self-denial or hatred to others. It's the absence of everything that feels bad and the presence of everything that feels good. And as you focus yourself more and more downstream until you get in the vicinity of that love and appreciation, it just calls you to it in a very powerful way. Conversely, let's talk about the difference between, let's say, gratitude and appreciation. Many people use them interchangeably, but we don't feel the same vibrational essence in them at all. Because when you feel gratitude, often you are looking at a struggle that you've overcome. And feeling grateful, in other words, happy that you're still not in the struggle, but you are still messing with that vibration just a little bit in that, you see. In other words, the difference between inspiration, which is being called to who you are, and motivation, which is trying to make yourself go somewhere, that's a similar difference, you see. And so appreciation is that tuned in, tapped in, turned on. Appreciation is vibrational alignment with who I have become. The state of appreciation is me being in sync with the whole of that which I am. Being in a state of appreciation is seeing whatever I'm looking at through the eyes of Source. And when you are in that state of appreciation, You could walk down a crowded street with all kinds of things that a lot of other people find reason to criticize or even worry about, and you would not have access to them because your vibration of appreciation is picking out for you things of a different vibrational nature. A state of appreciation is a state of godliness. A state of appreciation is being who you really are. A state of appreciation is who you were the day you were born and who you will be the moment you die. And it would be, if we were standing in your physical shoes, your quest in every moment. But the tricky thing is, Joseph Campbell used the word bliss, and we think it's equal. Follow your bliss. Sometimes you can't get a whiff of bliss from where you are. So we say, if you're in despair, follow your revenge. It's downstream. If you're in revenge, follow your hatred. It's downstream. If you're in hatred, follow your anger. It's downstream. If you're in anger, follow your frustration. It's downstream. If you're in frustration, follow your hope. It's downstream. If you're in hope, now you're in the vicinity of appreciation. Once you get into the vibration of hope, now begin making lists of things that you feel good about and fill your notebooks full of them. Make lists of positive aspects. Make lists of things you love. Go to the restaurant and look for your favorite things and never complain about anything. Look for the thing that you like the best, even if there was only one thing in all of it that you like. Give it your undivided attention and use it as your excuse to be who you are. Use it as your excuse to be who you are. And as you use those things that shine bright and make you feel good as your excuse to give your attention and as your excuse to be who you are, you'll tune to who you are and the whole world will begin to transform before your eyes. It's not your job to transform it for others, but it is your job to transform it for you. We have enjoyed this interaction immensely. It is lovely to come together with those like you who are coming to know who you are. We are appreciating that which you are. And as we see you through our eyes of source, we have to say to you, you have nothing to complain about, but there's nothing wrong with your complaining. Because in your complaining, you just launch more rockets and you just make more vibrational escrow. You just make the world a better and better place by living it. So you can't get it wrong and you never get it done. And from our vantage point, we feel only love and appreciation for your willingness to come and participate and to take thought beyond that which it has been before, not just in this forum, but in life itself. You know, you can't get it wrong, and when you have your croaking experience, you will then realize fully the value that you have offered to all that is, and you will revel in it and you will feel good about it. It is our desire that you start feeling some of that now. It is our desire that you start giving yourselves a break. Lighten up. Be easier on yourself and others. Look for things to love and appreciate and find the true you that came forth to live this life experience. There is great love here for you. And as always, we remain blissfully, joyfully, appreciatively incomplete.
So, you know, she starts out saying, very insightful, appreciation and love are synonymous. You know, it's absence of everything that doesn't feel good. It's just, I'm just in awe of it all, and I am in love with it all. And, you know, points out that gratitude often represents a struggle. Gosh, I'm grateful that I got out of there when I did. I'm grateful that, you know, the traffic cleared up. It's like you overcome something. Right. A lot of times that's the way it's used. And with that, you're bringing in the energy of that thing that you are sort of saying wasn't necessarily something you preferred. It's judging it as good or bad when really there's no such thing. Right. And so I think that's a really fine tuned point that she's making here. And she talks about, you know, if you are having any sort of, and of course, it's a beautiful, gratitude is a beautiful thing as it is, right? As is despair, revenge, hatred, anger, frustration, hope. There is no good and bad. It's all different parts of the spectrum that you wanted to experience. It's time to stop with the good and bad. There never has been such a thing. There never will be such a thing. The question is what part of it all do you want to experience next? Because it's all necessary for any of it to mean anything. It's all reflections. You got to have cold to understand what hot is, up to understand what down is. They're all parts of, it's like saying you only want, you only like a certain part of your car and you're going to leave the tires at home. It's not going to, it doesn't make sense. I like this cake recipe, but I'm not putting any like frosting on it. Okay, I guess you could do that, but maybe not the best example. You get my drift. And I love how she says, make lists of things you feel good about. Stop complaining. That's the other thing. Enough. No more. Never again. Vow to never complain about anything ever again. You can have preferences. Even if you only like one thing around you, use it to be the excuse of who you are and give attention to that. This is how you transform your eyes. This is how you, the world before your eyes. This is how you get all the layers in that painting to pop out that you've been missing all along. You have nothing to complain about. There's nothing wrong. And there's nothing wrong with you complaining. If you want to keep doing that, that's good too. You're perfectly imperfect, right? Isn't it exciting to know you're taking thought beyond that which it has been before? You thinking and contemplating all these things we're talking about on this broadcast today and previous broadcast and saying, yep, I get it. I feel it. It's anchored in my being. I feel it so intensely. I absolutely understand exactly what Brandon's talking about. And so it is. And it's I'm that much more of it now in this moment. I'm expanding now a little bit more than I was a moment ago or yesterday or the day before. And you are on the cutting edge, my friend. You ever are looking at yourself and judging like I should be doing more. I should have had the bigger job or the expanded house or whatever it may be that you think or have thought. It's a joke. You are doing it all. Think of the millions of decisions, you know, who knows how many lives. I mean, they're saying 300,000 years that modern man-ish, somewhere 200,000 to 300,000 years has existed. Who knows, really, right? It could be so many lives before that, or even non-human lives, that choices that were made that led you to this moment to have the most expanded perspective, certainly in your own lineage, in your own ancestry. You are the pinnacle expansion of all that has went before you, all the pain and hardship and doubt and negativity and, you know, self-defeating actions. You are coming out of that, just like she explained, despair, you know, following the stream, despair to revenge, to hatred, to anger, to frustration, to hope, you know, and then now here you are at appreciation in this moment. And you're not only at an appreciation for a split second, you're opening the valve of your heart in a way where it is you and you are it, and it is overtaking you, and you're moving each day. You are a little bit more in that vibration fully. You may slip out. You may slip out again, but a little bit less each time, a little bit less. Two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward, one step back. Guess what? You're on the cutting edge. You've gone as far as anyone has ever gone in your ancestry, in your lineage with that little shimmy right there. And when you croak, you will realize the value of all you have offered to all that is, and you will revel in it. Start reveling in it now. Congratulations. You are leading the charge with your vibration, with your energy. You don't need to have a big social media following or a podcast or a TV show, or you don't need to have millions of followers and none of that. Just getting there with your vibration now, you are shifting things you cannot imagine. You are finding the true you that came forth to live this life experience. We remain blissfully incomplete, perfectly imperfect. As she said, this is I Am by Fia. I'm going to leave you with on this Thanksgiving Day. Thank you. I appreciate you all. Until next time, journey well.
You've been trying to put me in a box, saying this is it, you'll never be enough. Take those dreams and put them on a shelf. And for many years I was holding back, thinking I should be more like this and that. But then I saw the real truth of it all. No, I am not who you think I am. much more. I am one with source. I am limitless, infinite, powerful, abundant, complete from the start. Creator of all I am, that I am. Oh yes, I am, that I am. And I've been stuck in thoughts, doing it their way. Didn't listen to the things my heart would say. Letting fear take over and decide. But when I realized that the choice was mine, oh, I could feel a shift and I began to shine. Living an empowered, beautiful life. No, I am not who you think I am. I am so much more. I am one with source. I am limitless, infinite, powerful, abundant, complete from the start. Creator of all I am, that I am. Oh, I am, that I am. And therefore, everything around could fall apart, and I would still have love in my heart. Open eyes, now I see that there is nothing to do, just be. No, I am not who you think I am. I am so much more. I am one with source. I am limitless, infinite, powerful, abundant, complete from the start. Creator.